Good morning.
You're on, Benita. Go on.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't quite certain. Good morning. This is Momentous Monday, and we're here at during our consecration, and we were talking about things that are going on in our lives that we can account for being momentous during this consecration, how good God is being to us just by being obedient.
Yes.
Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call this Momentous Monday. Please identify yourself and where you're from. Well, I just want to say that, you know, God has revealed so many things to me through these few days that I have developing a relationship with him, and it has been just awesome. I've had a smile on my face, and I'm doing the dance of David. It's been such a beautiful journey. I look forward to continuing my 40 days. I'm working on Pastor Vanessa. I don't know, but I'm just take it one day at a time right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
But if you want to share anything that's been going on through your consecration, please feel free to do so.
Let's go on and turn the call over to Tiffany. It is the one after. And then we're
going to
get started. And we again welcome Ms. Benita. She's done such a great job. Welcome to our TMC family. And thank you so much for opening up the call. Ms. Tiffany, we turn it over to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you all hear me out there?
Yes.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call on, as Ms. Benita said, our sister, Momentous Monday. I'm excited because God is already doing great things as he has promised in his word. This is the fifth day of our fast, and I'm telling you, I am excited, I am pumped up, I am ready because we are expecting and anticipating a great move from God. I mean, it's just like I feel like we're in revival time because truly we're in a world that needs to be revived. So as I'm in this fifth day of the fast, I really feel that my soul and my spirit, mentally, physically, is being revived by the love of Jesus as we draw closer to him, as we get rid of some of those things that have been polluting us and hindering us. I'm telling you, I'm just watching what God has done. I mean, yesterday was a glorious time out here in California. Every single worship service was packed. We have 50 souls to come to God, and I'm saying, look at God move. He's moving in a mighty way. So I say, just continue on your fast. If you fell off, get back on. It's not too late. We're only on day 5, so get back on the train. We are picking you up again this morning. So my name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I am here in Inglewood, California, and it is definitely an honor for me to be here and greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings here on the Master's Call. See, the Master's Call started back on October the 25th, 2010, by our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas. And as I say every time, I thank God for their yes, because if it wasn't for their yes, we would not be here today. We have the opportunity to tap into this call every Monday through Friday, and not even every Monday through Friday, but because of the website, you could dial in or go online on your phone or on your computer to our website. Our website address is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And the scripture reference that was given with the vision can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, when we gather here on the Master's Call, we gather because, number one, it's all about the Master. And as we put God first in our life, before we do anything, before we start getting on the phone and trying to find out what was going on with somebody, we come here to the Master's Call because, number one, we're going to pray together. We're going to be in unity, in agreement, and then we're going to hear what thus says the Lord, the message that the Lord would have to put on the minister that comes to the line in the morning that blesses our spirit. And as we fellowship together and we laugh and we giggle and we praise, you know, hear the praise reports and we celebrate one another, we here on the Master's Call are family. So I thank God, because the mission statement for this call is that our lives would be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as believers as we begin our day. See, we're beginning our day this morning. Here I am a little bit after 5 in the morning here on the West Coast. This is the beginning of my day, and I'm excited to be here on the Master's Call, because once I leave from this call, I'm telling you, I feel like I am untouchable and unstoppable. It's just something about being here this morning that puts you into another state of mind, because the presence, the anointing, and the power of God is here on the Master's Call. If you have missed any of our messages, if this is your first time joining us on the Master's Call, first of all, we welcome you to the Master's Call. And secondly, visit our website, because all of our messages have been archived there. If you're interested in being a prayer intercessor on this line, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, I invite you to use our Gmail address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And if you are just joining us for the first time, we have started a fast. We started our first day on January the 5th, 2012, and some of us are going 21 days, and then some of us on the line are going to push it out to the whole 40. And if you're interested in becoming a part of that fast, then please email us. And in the subject of your email, put the TMC Fast, and we will respond to you with the directives, with the scriptures, with the instructions on what we're doing with this fast and where this fast is going and what we anticipate and expect at the end of the fast. So it's not too late for you to join in, so just send us a request to the mastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And if you would like to listen to the playback for this call, then I invite you to use this number, 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code, 957-677-POUND. And the thread that has brought us all together here on the Master's Call is none other than Artists International. Artists International, a Christian health and wellness company that started over 20-plus years ago by the Diaz de Leon family, which began in Mexico. And I'm telling you, it is spreading and moving all around the world. We are an international health and wellness company. And I'm telling you, God is totally on the move with Artists International. From the advisor to the platinum, we are moving. And if you are not aware or you have no idea what the vision for Artists International is for 2012, then I invite you to visit www.artists.com/vision2012. Get ready for extravaganza happening in Henderson, Nevada, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. Go to www.artists.com/extravaganza for information on that, and you will find out what is going on. And if you want to know more about Artists International, then go to the person who invited you to this call and ask them, what is Artists International really about? And they will be more than glad to tell you. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and open up the call in prayer, and I'm going to call on Minister Candy if she would come to the line this morning and open us up in a word of prayer. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Tiffany?
Loud and clear. God bless you.
Praise God. I'm excited this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, this morning, in the name of Jesus, we come to bless you, Lord. We come to give you praise. We come to make a joyful noise. Oh, Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, let us come into your glory today, to a new place we've never seen and to a new realm where we've never been. So, Father, this morning, we begin our time with you in prayer, anticipating a rich word from your throne. We lift up the founders of this call, and we lift up the founders of artists. Bless them going in and bless them coming out. Bless our speaker, Dr. Vanessa, this morning as she delivers your word. As she comes, I command a clear atmosphere. I rebuke disturbances in the airwaves. I come against malfunctions of the phone lines. I dispatch the angels of the Lord to open up the portals of heaven for an anointed, spirit-filled call this morning. I bind the hand of the enemy and pull down strongholds and evil spirits. Father God, I loose the Spirit of the Lord to flow. We thank you in advance, Lord God, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Candy, for opening up and clearing the heavens for this call to go forth. So at this time, it is a honor, a privilege, and my pleasure to bring to you this morning. She needs no introduction. Truly, she is a woman of God. She is anointed and prophetic. She is a founder here on the Master's Call, and we hear her voice every single Monday. So at this time, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, are you ready to come on to the line?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Evangelist Tiffany, all the way out there on the West Coast, and into our entire Master's Call family. Warmest of greetings. Just excited about what's going on in our consecration, excited about what God is doing in the body of Christ in this season, in this time. We had started a series, and the prophetic word and theme that God has given me for this year is in 2012, all is well. I was watching who I love dearly, Jesse DePlantis, and he was saying that we're going to excel in 2012. And I said, you know, that sounds good. And I was just stirring up in my spirit on just more meat we can put on the bones as we're all, for some of you, this is your first time going on a fast. For others of you, your old hands, your probes, but I've asked the God to do something special in us, to stir us up in a unique way. And I tell you, we had an awesome time in ministry yesterday, and a God dropped in my mind that on this journey of going through this year of all is well, we first got to get the right mindset. We've got to get the right attitude. We've got to be eagles that can soar and make it all the way to our destination in Christ. For some of us, as Minister Tiffany said, it's 21 days. And for others of you, we're going the full 40. Now, we do know biblically, scripturally, Lent, the 40 days that leads up to Resurrection Day, is really the Jewish calendar. But the agrarian calendar, which is what we adhere to in America, we start at the beginning of the year. So we're going to spend more time getting that physical flesh right through these next 40 days and then give you a little bit of a break. And then on February 22nd, Ash Wednesday, it starts the 40 days. Y'all are like, oh, no, she ain't going to say do another one. No. We're going to do things we're going to give up during the Lent time of 40 days. So this one is a challenge to get our body right, our spirit right, our mind right during these 40 days. And the subheading that God gave for me to discuss today is in 2012, all is well. The Daniel's fast is our mission and our mandate. That's what we're on, a Daniel's fast is our mission and our mandate. And I was laughing at my own stuff yesterday. I think many of you all know I've been down in Prairie View. My mother took a little tumble after Thanksgiving. Didn't break any bones, just really just blew the little feelings, but she can't put any weight on her ankle. So I've been on lockdown at Holy Hazel here with my parents and having to cook for them three times a day. I ain't never seen a chicken wing that looked so good yesterday, but I'm an eagle. And I soared on past and said, I'm not going to even taste this food. So y'all pray for Dr. V through this Daniel's fast that I yield not to the temptation of the flesh, because the Daniel's fast that we're on, it's about our mission so that we achieve our destiny. It's about our mandate because we're his mouthpieces. We're his ministers in the marketplace. And I want to, because I'm such a prophetic teacher at heart, I want to pull some of these strings together. For those of you who have gotten the information we've emailed, I hope and pray you've taken time to read over it.
look at the directives. And for those of you who have not, I hope that the Lord is tugging on your heart to email us again at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com and just put that TMC fast directive and we'll get it right to you. So what is the Daniel's fast? See, the concept of a Daniel's fast comes from the book of Daniel, the prophet in chapter 1, verses 8 through 14. And in verses 8 through 14, it reads, "But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way." In other words, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Now, God has caused the official to show favor and sympathy to Daniel, but the official told Daniel, "I am afraid of my lord the king who has assigned your food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than the other young men your age? The king would then have my head because of you." Daniel then said to the guard whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food and treat your servants in accordance with what you see." So he agreed to this and tested them for 10 days. Now, then we're going 21. And for some of us, we're going to be the marathon saints. We're going to go 40, right, until midnight of February 13th. Now, the background of the Daniel fast is that Daniel and his three friends had been deported to Babylon when Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians had conquered Judah. See, we're learning through this fast. Sometimes God uses your enemies as his tool to guide you, to place you, to prune and pluck you, as Minister Tiffany talked about. And Daniel and his three friends were put in the Babylonian court training program. So we're going through a training program in this fast. We're crucifying the desires of our flesh, our earth suit, our body. We're reminding it that we're not being carnally led by the flesh, not even emotionally led, but we're going to be spirit-led to get so sensitive, to get so in tune, right frequency with the Holy Ghost and know his voice so that truly the voice of a stranger we will not follow. Now, part of the program was learning Babylonian customs, beliefs, laws, and practices. And the eating habits of the Babylonians were not in complete agreement with the Mosaic law. So as a result, Daniel asked if he and his three friends could be excused. So on this Daniel's fast, we're eating only fruits and vegetables, nuts and grains for our 21 days, and if you're just starting a day, no problem. Add on the days and then just stop after 21 days, or like I said, if you feel prompted of the Lord, keep on keeping on with us. Now, to bring balance and correct counsel of the Word, the Bible nowhere commands believers to observe a Daniel's fast, and as a result, it is a matter of Christian freedom whether to observe a Daniel's fast. But with that being said, we choose to align up with this season in the beginning of this year and understand Matthew 17:21. Because some of us got some billy goat demons. Mm-hmm. Some of us got some stubborn generational curses. Some of us got some stuff we hadn't shook loose. And that word says in Matthew 17:21 that some things do not come out but by fasting and prayer. You need that double whammy. And so that's why we're disciplining ourselves. And I'm going to try this morning in my little 7 minutes left to go over 7 steps for observing a Daniel's fast, give you some tools, even more tools, so that this isn't just you getting hunger pains and conquering that. No, this is a strategic strategy that God is giving us so that we wreak havoc on the kingdom of darkness and bring forth his promises manifesting to light in our lives. So the first step for observing this Daniel's fast is, remember, we told you to be specific. Each and every one of us has some specific things we're believing God for. We have some specific things we want to see God do. Write them down. Daniel was not vague in his objection to the Babylonian diet. He defined the problem immediately. Define what you're believing God for. See, the king's food was against Jewish dietary laws. Daniel and his friends had vowed against Babylonian selected wines, and the king's food could have been offered up to idols and demons. So we want you to be specific, and we're talking about mindsets today. Have a made-up mind that you're going to be totally sold out to Christ in 2012, that all is well from our text scripture of 2 Kings chapter 4, when we talked about the Shunammite woman in verses 8 through 37. But we're talking about to make it through the year, to make it through this fast. So some of us say, woo, just to make it through today, I need a made-up mind. So write down your commitment. Some of us have five major things we're believing for. Some of us have a laundry list. We like, God, can we talk? Write it down as Habakkuk 2, verses 2 and 3, and put it up on your refrigerator. Put it up on your mirror when you're getting dressed. Keep it before your eyes so that that by faith you're speaking it, decreeing and declaring that it's already done. Mean what you say. And say what you mean. Apply scriptures to every commitment, and let's keep our contract clearly before us throughout this fast, throughout this journey, throughout this process, remembering all is well in 2012. Now, fast, number two, fasting is a spiritual commitment. Fasting is a spiritual commitment. The Daniel fast involves a spiritual as well as a physical commitment to God. Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. See, I need you today to see your body as the holy temple where the Holy Spirit lives and abides. And Daniel's fast is a spiritual commitment to clean up our houses where our Jehovah Rohi dwells and abides. God used a scripture on me on 1 Corinthians 6, 15 through 20, this passage, 1 Corinthians 6, 15 through 20, to when I, that day, September 13th, 1985, when I understood the importance of me not defiling my holy temple, and I've not touched a cigarette. Yeah, I used to puff that Benson and Hedges menthols just like a little chimney stack, and God made me understand that the Holy Spirit dwells inside of me. How would you like to have smoke coming all in the room when you're trying to see, when you're trying to strategize? And he dealt with me, and I've not touched a cigarette since then because I got sold out to this place called radical Christianity. How do we do that? Practicing his presence so that our spiritual commitment stays strong in the midst of all kinds of temptations. See, that chicken wing was a temptation. Y'all are laughing, but I'm so serious. I said, Lord, I got to cook for these my dear parents, and I'm on a consecration, not eating a thing. But these first 7 days, I've been doing liquids only. But you know what? When I get to worshiping, when I get to singing, I give myself away. And when I get to singing Nobody Greater and just get excited about Jesus, then I can say in 2012, all is well. And Daniel's fast is our mission and our mandate. Moving right along to the third point, to our third point. Our third point is reflect inner desires by external discipline. Reflect inner desires by external discipline. What do you mean by that? Many people have an inner desire for better health, but they can't seem to discipline themselves to avoid the junk food and other foods that are not good for our health. And the physical health you seek from God may be more than an answer to prayer. See, our physical health is linked to a couple of factors. Let me give you a couple of factors. Our choice of food. B, the level of your spiritual commitment as reflected in constant practice of prayer and meditation during the fast. Sometimes you can't overcome and get disciplined because you're not practicing his presence. You're not just saying, I love you, Lord. You're not just worshiping with words, with opening your mouth with praise. It strengthens, it fortifies your constitution, your time commitment. See, if you don't determine in your mind, I am not going to cheat. I'm not nothing. That Big Mac, I know I always go there for breakfast or go through the drive-through for this and little habits I have. I'm going to crucify my flesh. You are not running the show. You're just my earth suit that houses my spirit and my emotions. You're going to come under the will of the Lord in my life. I am going to be a spirit-led Christian. And then another factor is your testimony commitment. See, your fast is a statement of faith in God and a personal discipline. You want God to heal your body as well as your mind and your spirit. Faith is foundational to the Daniel's fast, and I think I'm about to finish the rest of these on Wednesday, but let's go one more in this last minute. Number four, pray to see habits or hobbies in your life that hinder health or cause sickness leave. Pray to see those bad habits or hobbies in your life that hinder your health or cause sickness leave. See, attitude and actions are important. My favorite book of the Bible, James. James, are there any among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. James 5:13. The sick person must call for the elders. James 5:14. See, we got to pray for some habit and hobbies to get out of our lives that we know are holding up the breakthrough. Another observation, sin. And what is sin? Some of that inaccurate living, thinking, believing, speaking, or eating. It's related to the cause of the sickness or health in our bodies. James 5:15, wrestle with the word, then make sure the word wins. Another observation is the lack of health or healing may be the result of spiritual and mental resistance. A lot of times when truth comes in and you got to stop some habits, we're going to sit up here and think we're going to argue with the Holy Ghost. Come on, the Holy Ghost had a better track record than Perry Mason. It's not going to lose. We have to just say, I repent. Father, have your way in my life. Another observation of habits and hobbies that can hinder a lack of health or healing may be due to sin or wrong consumption, meaning a continual poor diet, drugs, pornography. Wow, that's running rampant in the body of Christ. Tongue talking, Bible toting, oil slinging, chandelier swinging, saints getting addicted to pornography. And this fasting gives you a fighting chance to curse it at the root. And then just repentance is rethinking is linked to health in James 5:16. Repentance is linked to health in James 5:16. And then another last observation under four. The universe, God, he doesn't respond as much to need or lack or prayer but to faith. See, that's an important one. God does not respond like we think to needs, to lack, or prayer. There's a lot of needs all around the world. God responds to faith. God responds to faith. You don't get nothing else today. Get that in your spirit. Mustard seed faith can change your whole life. James 5, verses 15, 17 through 20. So in 2012, all is well. And this Daniel's fast, it's our mission and it's our mandate. And on Wednesday, we'll continue with the others, and then I'm going to give you some specific scriptures that we want you to be meditating over every day. And those of you who've already received directives, we'll be sending those out to you today. But we want to stay focused, stay excited, get a fast buddy that you know you're going to be wobbling at the knees, going to get an accountability partner, because we're going to do this together. The TMC family is about empowering us, enhancing, enriching our lives so that we can go out and be those ministers in the marketplace, his kingdom builders. And with the right mindset, we'll get the mission done in the marketplace. In Jesus' name. Back to you, Miss Tiffany.
Wow, what a wonderful, wonderful message for this momentous Monday morning. In 2012, all is well. The Daniel's fast is our mission and our mandate. How powerful is that? Because if you didn't know what your mission was before you happened into this call this morning, then you know now as you embark upon the Daniel's fast. She gave four steps today for observing the Daniel fast. And number one was to be specific. Number two, spiritual commitment. Number three, reflect inner desires by external disciplines. And number four, pray to see habits or hobbies that hinder your health or sickness leave. What a prophetic word and prophetic instructions for us who have already started this fast, and those of you who are getting ready to join us. Just instructions that are just phenomenal. So I'm excited to hear praise reports and testimonies of how great this has been. As you guys go through this, make sure you journal through your fast, you know, the good and the bad. Don't just put the good things, because like I said, we're all going to stumble and fall, but you know what? I thank God that we serve a God who will pull us right back up. And as Dr. Vanessa
Amen.
Said, there's many of us here on the line that are going through this together. So at this time, Minister Robin, if you would come to the line and close us out in prayer at this time. Are you there?
Yes, Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
Amen. Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Father, you told us in your word in Isaiah 41:10 that we don't have to fear and that you are with us. So we don't have to be dismayed. But we know that you'll strengthen us and you are the one who helps us and you uphold us with your right hand because of your righteousness. So, Lord God, because you change not, I come before you and we thank you, Lord God. We lift up breast cancer. We lift up, I'm sorry, Shirley Jones, Father God, and you said everything that has a name must bow to the authority of Jesus. So breast cancer, hypertension, hyperthyroidism, diabetes, Alzheimer's, terminal liver cancer, chest pain, tumors growing behind the heart, hip replacement, Father, they all have a name, and they must bow to the authority of Jesus. They can't stay in your people, Father. They must be uprooted by the root in the name of Jesus, and it will not return a second time, according to Naaman 1:9. I thank you that your people are healthy, your people are whole, Father. And as we are on this fast and we're receiving direction and instruction from you, Father God, you'll show each and every single one of us what we are supposed to do to maintain, Lord God, the health that you've given us, Father, because we are healthy. In the name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Robin, for closing our call out in prayer this morning. For you, Minister Bonita, thank you so much for opening us up, greeting us and seeing us. Minister Willa, thank you for your opening prayer. And to you, Dr. Vanessa, thank you for that powerful prophetic word today. And to each of you, the Master Call listeners, we thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us and for being in this mission and in this ministry with us. We pray that as you go out through this day that you would accept, obey the will of God to be that great minister in the marketplace that you are. And until tomorrow, we love you for now and have a super fantastic day. Goodbye for now.